Hello, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And as we're getting closer to Christmas here, we're going to talk about actually leaving the world.
What?
We're going to go to Mars today.
Wow.
And we're going to talk about the possibility of life on Mars. Yeah, there might be life on Mars somewhere. They haven't found it yet, but we're actually talking about sort of moving life from the Earth to Mars itself. In other words, having people go there to explore the place and possibly live there for a long time.
You know, they just don't have any good malls there. Where would I shop? This isn't a place for me, I'm afraid to say.
Yeah, I would have to wonder why people would be motivated to do that, unless it's their ego. I want to be the first person on Mars,
yeah.
And I want to be the life of the party when I come back. But no, I could not stand being confined in a little tin can flying through space month after month after month with the same people every day and no chance to breathe fresh air and climb mountains and go check out the ocean and stuff like that.
Yeah, and see movies. I mean, there are a lot of drawbacks to Mars.
yeah, indeed. But, well, there are some people who want to do this.
Yeah.
And NASA, as well as the Chinese Space Agency, whatever it's called, wants to probably put somebody on Mars, too. I guess we've got a space race going on here to see who can be the first one to put a man on Mars. So let's talk about life on Mars in today's program. First, we're going to read through the entire contents, and then we'll be right back. In the movie The Martian, a man is trapped on Mars, yet he manages to survive until he is rescued. However, could humans actually live on the red planet? Let's start with actually getting there. Current estimates suggest the journey would take a minimum of 180 days. It would doubtless be an arduous voyage, but just this year, two astronauts lived on the International Space Station, ISS, for 340 days. So it's certainly possible. NASA has also designed the Orion spacecraft to take humans all the way to Mars and back again. Living on the planet itself poses a number of challenges. Scientists have confirmed that Mars has water, though it is locked up in its polar ice caps. Therefore, humans will need a supply of water, not to mention food and oxygen. Growing plants will solve some of these problems, but this will require even more water. To deal with this issue, NASA is developing RASOR, a mining device that will take water, ice, and fuel from deep under the planet's surface. Another machine, MOXIE, which converts carbon dioxide into oxygen, will also play an imperative role, as will systems that recycle human waste. Such supplies and devices are essential, of course, but whoever embarks upon the first manned mission to Mars will have very human problems to resolve. The astronauts will have to survive in low gravity, which requires intensive training, daily exercise, and a diet that will boost the immune system. Radiation is also a big issue in space, so precautions must be taken against this. Moreover, astronauts face isolation, confinement, and a host of other psychological problems. Despite all this, NASA and other private companies, such as Mars One, are aiming to put the first human on Mars in the near future, and hoping it'll be another giant leap for mankind.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about life on Mars today. In the movie called The Martian, played by actor Matt Damon, he's the only actor for most of the movie that you see.
True.
He's trapped on Mars. It was actually a pretty good movie. I didn't think it would be very interesting with just him for a while.
Well, that redhead who played the captain of the Martian spaceship,
yeah.
He was pretty hot, so the movie was worth it for me to see that.
Brother.
But,
well,
yeah.
Of course I went to see Matt Damon.
Yeah,
not really.
Naturally, of course you would. Yeah.
So he's trapped on Mars. If you're trapped somewhere, guys, it just means you're in a really unpleasant situation that you can't escape from. You can't leave. You might say you're trapped working at a bad company. Or you feel like you're trapped in a bad lifestyle. I don't know. You can be trapped a lot of ways where you feel like you can't really escape or get away from something. He's literally trapped on Mars because he can't get off. His spaceship has had some problems and he's stuck there. Yet he manages to survive until he is rescued. If you manage to do something, we often use this verb to talk about managing a business, for example, where you're supervising other people and you're making sure the business is running smoothly. That's the primary definition. But here, we're using it to talk about succeeding in surviving a difficult situation or maybe accomplishing your goals, even though all the odds are against you and you have to work really hard. So here, that's the definition we're using. He's got to work really hard to stay alive until he can be rescued.
He was able to survive even though he was trapped on Mars. We could also say he was stranded on Mars.
Yeah.
However, we need to ask this question, could humans actually live on the red planet? That's another nickname for Mars, the red planet, because it does look red in the sky sometimes, especially if you look at it through a telescope. So let's try to answer this question. Let's start with actually getting there.
Okay.
So we've got two questions there, how to get there, and then how to live there, and probably how to get back. Now, current estimates suggest the journey would take a minimum of 180 days. So that's a current estimate. Estimate, I'm sure we've talked about this word before, but estimate as a noun just means you're making a guess based on some information, but you don't really know for sure. Because you haven't really done it or you haven't really counted something. We need to estimate the population of a country. In that case, it's a verb. To estimate is the verb. Estimate is the actual guess that you make, and that is the noun.
And in case some of you didn't pick up on the difference in pronunciation, be careful. The noun is estimate, kind of that is sound at the end, but the verb is the A sound, long A, estimate. So be careful with that. Use the correct form and pronunciation. So, wow, it would take quite a while to get there, a minimum of 180 days.
That's like half a year or so, right?
Yeah. It would doubtless be an arduous voyage. I was going to say journey, but voyage here works really well. Doubtless means there's no doubt about it. It's for sure going to be a hard trip. Arduous isn't a word we see very often. I was just telling Tom before we started, I think it's the first time we've ever had arduous in an article. I've been here a while. Arduous just means it's going to require a lot of effort. It's difficult. It's tiring. It's very difficult. So arduous, it's a great word. It's more advanced. So if you want to sound smart, you might want to use that word. Voyage is a word we use to talk about a long journey, and we often use it when we're talking about a journey or some travel in space or at sea, by sea or in space,
Exactly, a voyage. You wouldn't call traveling to, say, Indonesia a voyage.
No.
It usually involves kind of going someplace you haven't been before, and it's an adventure. You're on a big ship or something with a crew, and you're trying to do some scientific exploration or something like that. So, yes, it would be an arduous voyage taking 180 days, but, well, I guess they kind of have done something like this before. Just this year, two astronauts lived on the International Space Station, or ISS for short, for 340 days, almost 1 year.
Yeah.
So it's certainly possible. And, of course, an astronaut is a person who lives and works in space, at least for Americans. If they're Russians, they're called cosmonauts.
Right.
Are they still called that even after
are.
The fall of communism?
Yeah.
And there's a term for Chinese people who work in space. They're taikonauts because of Taikong, taikonauts, although I haven't heard that term a lot recently, so maybe they just call them astronauts. I don't know.
Oh, interesting. I hadn't heard the Chinese.
Yeah, I don't know if that's actually been accepted or not.
Interesting.
Okay.
Sure,
but,
so
yeah.
You've got to be really well-trained to survive for that long. It would be hard for me to be away from friends and family for 340 days, although they have very good technology now. They can talk to their loved ones.
Although there'd be a time delay because of the distance.
That's true. But you know what? You're away from a lot of things we take for granted, like nice air and beautiful mountains and, you know, those sorts of things. So it'd be hard.
And fresh seafood in Geelong and stuff like that.
That's
you couldn't
right.
eat that on Mars. There's no seafood there.
So NASA, which is the U.S.'s space program. They've designed the Orion spacecraft to take humans all the way to Mars and back again. I thought they were going to say all the way to Mars and leave them there. But supposedly they can come back too.
Possibly. Orion, of course, is a constellation. He's the hunter, I believe, in the zodiac, Orion. So that's what this spacecraft is called.
And named after, yeah.
Named after Orion, and they're going to take people all the way there and then back again. If they get sick of the place, they can always get on the ship. I'm out of here. I don't want to be here anymore.
Well, being in space also ages your body very quickly, much more quickly than being in gravity. So
yeah,
it's hard on their bones.
Fast. Anyway, here in the next paragraph it says, living on the planet itself poses a number of challenges. So first of all, we talked about the problem of actually getting to Mars. Now we're going to talk about the problem of actually living on Mars. So living there on the planet Mars poses a number of challenges. Poses here just means presents. We have these challenges, things that we have to overcome. And scientists have confirmed that Mars has water, though it is locked up in its polar ice caps. Yes, having water is pretty important for people, but scientists have confirmed that there is water there. They've confirmed this because of the various probes and ships that have been sent there. Yes, there is water there, and if we recycle it and stuff like that, we should be okay, but it is locked up in the polar ice caps. Polar just means on the top or the bottom of the planet, and yes, Mars does have tiny little polar ice caps, like the Earth, of course, has big ice caps. The North Pole, there's a bunch of ice there, and at the South Pole, there's a bunch of ice there, too.
Yeah, polar is the adjective form for the North Pole or the South Pole, like Tom said. Of course, they do have some water. You just have to melt it some way, which requires energy. So we're going to see what they're going to do. It's probably a good time to take a break. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher. We're probably going to go get a snack while we're on a break. Yeah, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天呢看到文章在第二句里面提到 However, could humans actually live on the red planet? 他在询问的是人类有没有办法真正的在火星 the red planet 上面生活呢? 而第一个空格前面的句子提到 Let's start with actually getting there. 那我们就先来开始探讨怎么样到那边去要怎么过去。 那么延续这样的文艺 谈到 getting there 它需要的时间 第一题我们可以选择 B 选项 Sentence B 里面提到 Current estimates suggest the journey would take a minimum of 180 days 其实目前的估计呢 大概算得出来这一趟旅程 也就是 the journey 来呼应前面的 getting there 大概至少会花上 180天 所以第一题搭配前后的文意 正确答案就选择B选项 第二个空格它是第二段的第一句 我们不妨来看看第二段它的内容 大概是在讲到呢 在火星上面生活 你需要一些什么东西 像是水啊 食物跟氧气 然后第二个空格后面的句子提到 Scientists have confirmed that Mars has water though it is locked up in its polar ice caps 那么提到了在火星上面生活人类需要的东西 第二题呢 我们就可以来选择 Sentence E E选项里面提到 Living on the planet itself poses a number of challenges 居住在这个星球上面呢 其实呢就潜藏着许多的挑战 而这里的challenges 在第二段后面就谈到要如何取得水、食物跟氧气 所以在这里第二段的第一句就很适合用E选项来当作标准答案
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay. Okay, let's resume our discussion of life on Mars, how to get there, and then how to live there after we get there. But again, we're talking about the large amount of challenges that will be posed by such an endeavor. So again, we've got water there locked up in the polar ice caps. So therefore, humans will also need a supply of water, not to mention food and oxygen. Not to mention means, yes, it's so obvious, it's so important that we don't need to mention it, but we're going to anyway because, yeah, you need water, of course, but you got to have food as well, and you also have to have oxygen, which is what you breathe. And I think, yeah, the Martian atmosphere is very thin, and it doesn't have a lot of oxygen. So if you try to breathe the air on Mars, you'll probably be dead within 2 or 3 seconds.
And if you saw the Martian, you notice he always had to have his spacesuit on or he couldn't breathe, right?
Yep.
Unless he was in that special, I don't know, it was part of his ship where he could take it off. Otherwise, we couldn't have seen his cute face during the movie.
That's the whole point of having a movie.
Yeah.
And, of course, the air pressure in the atmosphere is very low, so that would also be bad for you as well. So we need these things, water, food, and oxygen, and we need to have, an artificial environment to live and work in.
Right.
Well, growing plants will solve some of these problems, but this will require even more water.
Sure will.
So in the movie The Martian, of course, Matt Damon was planting plants there.
Yeah.
Was growing them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was being somewhat successful. I believe he was growing potatoes or something like that.
Yeah.
Using the Martian soil. But, of course, that will require even more water. So where the heck are they going to get all this water for this stuff?
So growing plants will solve some of these problems. But if you want to grow plants, you know you need a lot of water. So to deal with this issue, NASA is developing something called, how did you say this? Razor? Razor?
Rasor is
Rasor.
What I said. It's a new term. I'm not quite sure. It's, what's the word? What do you call it?
It's an acronym.
Acronym, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like NASA is an acronym.
It is.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
True.
Rasor stands for something. I don't know if I should say this because I'm not sure you're going to understand this, but basically it means Regolith Advanced Surface Systems Operation Robot.
Oh, so complicated. That's why they turned it into an acronym for most of us. So yeah. RASR, they need a mining device that will make or take water, ice, and fuel from deep under the planet's surface. Mining is a process of going into the ground and taking out some of the valuable minerals like coal, tin, copper, things like that. So that's mining. So it's a mining device that will go under the surface of Mars and get some of these things that it needs, like water, ice, and fuel.
Yep, it will go down there and get those things, water, ice, and fuel from deep underneath the planet's surface.
Cool.
We've got another machine called MOXIE. I'm not even going to bother tell you what those letters stand for. I just don't want to.
Too complicated.
Yeah, they're too complicated, and it'll just make you more confused, even though I have the information right here. But in any case, this particular machine will convert carbon dioxide, or what is it, CO2, into oxygen.
Cool.
And that will also play an imperative role, as will systems that recycle human waste. Imperative means it's something that you've got to do. It's very crucial. It's extremely important. If you don't do it, you're going to have some trouble.
Yeah, they've got some of the equipment that they need to help them live there. Such supplies and devices are essential, of course, but whoever embarks upon the first manned mission to Mars will have very human problems to resolve. If you embark upon or embark on, you can also just use on, it just means you start something and it's usually a pretty big deal to embark upon a journey. Or maybe you embark upon a new career. Maybe you're changing your career or starting a new career because you're just graduating from university. A manned mission means you put real human beings into those spacecrafts or spaceships. I know we've sent machines to Mars before, but none of them have been manned.
There have only been manned missions to the moon, the Apollo program, Apollo 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Apollo 13, of course, did not land, but it still was a manned mission to the moon. But in any case, yes, this would be the first manned mission to Mars. But they need to solve these human problems, okay? is. So, yeah, we've got these technical problems with water and food and oxygen. But then we've got actual people there. And we all know people are problematic. We've got egos and we get hurt and we argue and stuff like that. We have arguments and fight and stuff. So the astronauts will have to survive in low gravity. Okay, so, yeah, they are not going to be as heavy as they usually are, which some of us might like for a while. But after a while, it will probably get kind of boring. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this requires intensive training, daily exercise, and a diet that will boost the immune system. So intensive here just means there's a lot of it in a short amount of time. You might want to take intensive English, for example, if you're planning to immigrate to, say, Australia or something. That means you're going to be studying English like 5 or 6 hours every day, and you'll be drilled by the teacher constantly. That would be intensive English learning, but this is intensive training. They'll probably have to work out a lot to prepare their bodies for low gravity. And a special kind of diet that will boost their immune system. The immune system, of course, helps fight off diseases in your body.
So radiation is also a really big issue in space. Radiation is what we call that energy that comes from nuclear power. Usually I look at radiation and I go, ooh, scary. It's not good for our bodies. We use it to get rid of cancer sometimes because we're trying to kill cells in our body. So radiation's a big issue in space, so precautions are something that you have to look into. We typically use take precautions. We use that verb take with precautions to talk about planning in advance to protect yourself. Take precautions. I don't want to get sick when I go traveling on a plane because I catch colds very easily because I have asthma. So to take precautions, I always take my mask with me, and I take lots of vitamin C and apple cider vinegar. But here, they've got to take precautions against radiation, which can kill a person, so that's important.
So that's a problem, radiation. Yeah. And then we've got other problems the astronauts have to face. Isolation, confinement, and a host of other psychological problems. Isolation just means you're separate from everybody else. Yes, you would be the only people on Mars.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be anybody else for several thousand miles.
True.
And confinement means, yeah, you're kind of stuck inside the spaceship. You can't just go out for a walk and smell the flowers. Not possible. And then there's a host or a whole bunch of other problems that are psychological, which means having to do with your mind, getting along with your fellow astronauts, getting used to the isolation, maybe being scared because you're actually on another planet and you might be attacked by aliens or something like that.
Yeah,
we just don't know what kinds of mental problems we might be facing if we go to Mars and stay there for a long time.
They have to test those astronauts quite a bit to make sure they're mentally sound, they're really not going to freak out or do something crazy, because once they're up there, they can't get back easily. So they want to take the most rock-solid, mentally healthy people they can. Despite all this, NASA and other private companies, such as Mars One, they're trying to get to Mars, and they're using private money to do it, not government money. They're trying to put people on Mars first. It's kind of a race to Mars. It was a race to the moon, back in the, 60s, I guess.
The space race, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now we're racing to put the first human on Mars just to brag about it, to say, we did it and you didn't, we beat you. And they're all hoping it will be another giant leap for mankind. Where does that come from?
That's Neil Armstrong, yeah. Right? Or was it Lance Armstrong or Louis Armstrong? Neil Armstrong,
Neil.
The first man on the moon. He said this. This is one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. Actually, I think he screwed up the grammar there. He left off the indefinite article, a man. He just said one step for a man, which was technically wrong. But in any case, we can forgive him for that. And somebody who lands on Mars in the future will probably make a similar speech as well. We wish them the best of luck, but I think Stephanie and I have pretty much expressed positively that we're not interested in going at all. You guys can have it. Go ahead.
Go
we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
And we wish all of you the best of luck in your English learning endeavors. We're going to stop talking now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
接下来第三个空格前面的句子提到 Growing plants will solve some of these problems, but this will require even more water. 在这里谈到的是如果你去 growing plants, 你去种一些植物呢也许可以解决一些问题但是种植物这件事情需要更多的水。那么重点来了需要水火星上有水该怎么办呢所以第三题我们可以选择 C 选项 Sentence C 里面提到 To deal with this issue Issue 指的是这个问题这个议题要处理这个议题那么前面讲的是 Require even more water 需要更多的水这里的议题是不是指水呢 C 的后面提到 NASA is developing RAZOR A mining device that will take waterice and fuel from deep under the planet's surface. 借由这样子的装置呢可以从这个星球的表面深层底下呢可以汲取将这些水冰还有燃料把它带上来所以呢就可以帮忙解决前面所需要的碰到的问题。第三题的标准答案我们就选择 C 选项。第四个空格我们来看一下前面的句子很长 Such supplies and devices are essential of course but whoever embarks upon the first manned mission to Mars will have very human problems to resolve刚刚讲到的不管是水食物或者是氧气然后呢有这样子的 supplies 有这样的补给还有一些装置 devices 帮助我们取得这些资源当然很重要但是任何一个 embarks upon 这里指的是去开始去进行任何一个去当做第一批然后到火星上面生活的人 will have very human problems to resolve大家都知道 human 指的是人类那么他们所面对的就是人类会碰到的问题什么叫做 very human problems 其实延续文艺他后面提到了像是辐射线啊还有一些相关的议题都是跟人类的身体跟心理有关系所以第四题我们可以选择 A 选项因为这里提到的就是太空人 The astronauts will have to survive in low gravity which requires intensive training daily exercise and a diet that will boost the immune system讲到跟人相关的当然要提到太空人他必须要在低重力的环境下面生存然后呢还需要 intensive training 你必须要有非常密集的训练每天还要运动饮食还要能够增加 boost 你的免疫系统所以呢第四题我们就可以选择 A 选项除此之外后面提到的像是 radiation 辐射也是一个要面对的问题第五个空格还是在谈问题我们有介绍过同样的一个类型我们再增加再补充可以搭配语气转成词像是 furthermore 或者是 moreover 所以第五题我们可以选择 F 选项这里提到 moreover astronauts face isolation confinement and a host of other psychological problems这些太空人还要面临了很多心理上面的难题像是遭受隔绝被禁闭起来等等心理上的问题所以第五题的标准答案我们就选择 F 选项 OK 以上呢就是我们今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
That is it for today's lesson Thank you so much for listening to our unit on technology We're always happy to talk about thatAnd make sure you join us again for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.